You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And, of course, there is a major virus going around at the moment. The COVID-19 pandemic is something we've been thinking about for some time. But there is another virus going around, which is more for us to worry about if we have pet dogs more than ourselves. Of course, it is the parvovirus. I'm joined by Carolyn Jones, the Media Relations Officer with RSPCA South Australia. Carolyn, how's it going?
Hi, Jordan, and hello to your listeners.
So, I guess, for the start, what is parvovirus?
Parvovirus is a potentially fatal virus that affects dogs only. It's canine specific, and it's a very contagious virus. It lives in the environment for some time, and dogs get it from coming into contact with the feces or vomit of infected dogs. It has terrible symptoms, things like diarrhea with a lot of blood in it, and vomiting, and fever, weight loss, and extreme lethargy. It's been likened by some people to Ebola in humans. Some people might remember that terrible virus that affected people overseas. And the only protection against this virus is vaccination. And if a dog does get it, there is treatment, but it's expensive and it's not always successful. And the animals that have this condition, it results in incredible suffering. So the advice is we've got to get our dogs vaccinated.
Wow. And so obviously it's a very, very horrible fate for a dog to go through. But there's been quite a few reported cases in the Whyalla area.
That's correct. At this stage, we've got well over 30 confirmed cases that we've been advised of. There is a cluster in the Whyalla Stewart area, but there are cases being reported right across Whyalla. And Whyalla is unfortunately a known hotspot for this virus. There are a large number of unvaccinated dogs in this area, and so every year we get an outbreak. But this year we're particularly concerned because it seems to be spreading very rapidly, and at least one local vet has thought that it could be a particularly aggressive strain of this virus.
Wow. I guess it's not something we think about too often, viruses affecting dogs in this way. Of course, we're going through a pandemic on a human scale at the moment. With dogs, I imagine, like you said, Whyalla is pretty common to have clusters of this, but if it spreads through feces and vomit, that's something that dogs are very much keen on checking out whenever they are going for a walk. So how do we protect our dogs if we are just taking them out for a stroll and trying to avoid them getting into something that they shouldn't be getting into?
Well, the thing to remember about this virus is that it lingers in the environment for up to a year. Up to a year. So even if that feces has been cleaned up, your dog coming into contact with it could still result in your dog getting that virus. So our advice is don't take your dogs outdoors unless it is vaccinated. And the parvovirus vaccine is part of what's known as a core vaccine that's given to puppies. It's one of three. There's canine distemper, canine adenovirus, and parvovirus. So these three are potentially fatal diseases. So all puppies who are being seen by a vet, as all puppies should, go on a course of vaccinations to ensure that they are immune to this virus. And then adult dogs are then given a booster about every 2 to 3 years. But the most important thing is you must talk with your vet, see where your dog's vaccination status is at. Because if you've just acquired a dog and you haven't been given any information about your dog's vaccine status, then your dog is potentially at risk.
Wow. Okay. So if you have just purchased a dog, really your first step should be the vet, just to make sure that they are up to date on their shots.
Absolutely. I mean, most dogs that you would purchase, certainly if you purchased a dog through any reputable rehoming organisation such as RSPCA, you would be given a information regarding your dog's vaccination history and what booster shots are required in the future and what dates they're required. So you know what the schedule is for keeping your dog immune and safe from these potentially deadly viruses. But if you get a dog from somebody who doesn't provide that information, you're going blind and your dog is potentially at risk. And I can assure you, I have fortunately never seen it, but I'm assured by our vets that nobody wants to see a dog that suffers this condition. It is a truly horrific death. It is long and it is painful. And we've had in Whyalla dogs literally dying in the streets this season. So we can't over-exaggerate how important it is to get your animal to a vet as soon as possible if you are unsure about its vaccination status.
Wow. And obviously, Whyalla is seeing a hotspot for this virus at the moment. How common is it throughout the state, throughout South Australia?
I'm not across where how common it is, actually. I think we would be aware if we had something similar to what's happening in Whyalla. We would certainly come on our radar if that was happening. So at this stage, it seems to be Whyalla. I have heard that there are some cases in Port Augusta, but not to the extent that we're seeing in Whyalla. So that's definitely where our concentration is now. We are we have a veterinary team in the area of most concern today and tomorrow, and we are vaccinating some dogs in the particular areas that are of concern. But most people need to just take the initiative themselves and get their animal to a vet.
So I guess what is it about Whyalla then? Is it just really not enough people vaccinating their animals?
Exactly. That is the issue. There's just very low vaccination rates. I don't know why that would be. I don't know if people think that their dogs are somehow immune when they live in the beautiful city of Whyalla, but that's certainly not the case. And every year around this time, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, it creates the perfect conditions to activate the dormant parvovirus bacteria that's in the soil. And every year we see an outbreak. As I said, though, this outbreak this year is of particular concern because of the numbers already involved and how fast it seems to be spreading.
Wow, it's incredibly sad stuff, but hopefully if you are listening to this, it urges you on to get your animal vaccinated, because it does sound quite horrible. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Carolyn Jones with the RSPCA SA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.